listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
Welcome to the Supercoach Show. Today I have a very special guest, a great friend, and a legend, Mr. JV Joseph Varghese. And
yeah, I'm
Joseph. Welcome. Close to a decade, you know. Long story short, we met at a Toastmasters meeting. And if you've never done Toastmasters, something I highly recommend. It's a public speaking meeting. It's helped me tremendously in my confidence in my public speaking. And if you've not done it, find a chapter near you. It's a pretty low cost and well worth it. But at that meeting, I remember Joseph had a very powerful voice, a lot of charisma, and I knew he was going places. So from that point on, we connected as friends. And over time, our friendship grew. I got to see him online growing his business, doing big things in life, hosting seminars. He has a great live event in New York City. And he's just been a really big, influential person in my life. Fast forward to about a year ago, I had a great honor of mentoring JV in his business, currently working on him to grow his business and really help more people. And I'm also a big believer in investing in my students' businesses. And he has a really powerful program called Success Circles that has made a massive impact on me. And I want to talk about it today, along with sharing Joseph's powerful story. Joseph, thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely, brother. Great to be here. Any conversation with you is a good conversation.
Likewise. We have so much things in common and a lot of breakthroughs come out of it. And that's another reason why I want to have you on, because just speaking at a very high level about human performance, productivity, biohacking, just becoming the best version of yourself you could be, there's a lot of insights that the audience could learn from this. So first and foremost, let's kick things off. What is a mantra that fires you up?
The one I use a lot is "my time is now and I'm ready." And I say that to myself and accentuate different words. And it gives me the ability to bend time, especially in those moments where I'm kind of like overwhelmed, a lot going on, having two kids, a household, multiple businesses, projects. That gives me the ability in that moment to bend time. So that's my favorite mantra that I use.
I love that. That's really powerful. And that's another thing I want to commend you on. And also, I would love you to share, right? Because, you know, right now I have a girlfriend, but I don't have any kids. And of course, even being in a relationship, now I was a bachelor for a big part of my life, relationship has needs. And I realized the amount of work and productivity that I had before now takes precedence over us and making sure I'm there for her. I can't work, you know, till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't work on the weekends. So I've had to create a lot of structure, but having kids is the next level, you know, because sometimes a kid, you can't be like, "Hey, listen, I got to take a call, go in that room and read a book," you know? So I would love for you to share, just as a parent, having two beautiful children, a wife, a family, and running a business, you know, what type of changes did you make to get your stuff done?
Yeah, brother. So I prioritize family. So I know my values and know my why. I declare my why each day. My family's always top of mind. So it's ensuring they're taken care of. So even today, like before coming here, I ensured my daughter had a prime show to watch called Sophia. It's her new favorite character. So she's occupied upstairs, so she's not making noise. Made sure my wife is taken care of, made her lunch, just delicious meal. Got them taken care of, right? So it allows me to perform and show up powerfully when I know like my family's taken care of. I think that's kind of how I was raised too. My parents just ensured that our needs were taken care of. And so it's just prioritizing family and being adaptable or being, you know, flexible to their needs, and also having them in the loop too, as far as what I'm up to. Like my wife's brilliant. So it's great is that we have a calendar that we share, and I'll share things with her. She knows what I'm doing at various points of the day. She knows not to kind of interrupt me when I'm doing like a podcast or having like a joint venture call of sorts. So that's pretty much it. And my kids give me magic. So when I'm with them, I bought my daughter today, a couple of hours ago, I got a haircut, and I bought my daughter this like a solar beautiful plant for outdoors. And we took a break outdoors. We planted it in the soil, and she got to experience it. And it's, for me, when I create those magic moments with my kids, I find that fuels me throughout the day, where I realize it's like, it's not all about, you know, having numerous sales calls and the hustle. It's just like, you know, like having all of it, you know, entwined together, especially because that's my why. My kids are my why. So it's when I'm with them, it fuels me even more to like use my time wisely. Right.
Yes. Yes. That's powerful. The power of magic moments and using your time wisely. I love the insight that, you know, family is a priority. And, you know, it's so funny because like, I have a friend and, he has two kids as well. And for as long as I've known him, even before he had kids, every time I would send him a text, he would reply back, "Hey bro, I'm busy." Right. Or like, "How's life? How's everything going?" "Busy, man. Really busy. I'm friends with him. We're out in public. We run into someone else. How are things?" "Ah, really busy." And I find that for a lot of people, they have pride in being busy. Yeah. I personally don't ever use that word because I don't believe in busy. I believe in priorities. And of course, for a lot of people, you know, you could relate. "Oh man, I'm busy. I have to work. I'm busy. I have to work on my fitness, on my business, on my side hustle, on my family, on my kids." So how could we eliminate the word busy from our life and replace it with something more productive?
Yeah, I think saying I have a full life, that's a big, big thing. Like, life's great. I've got a full life, you know, a lot going on, a lot of progress, a lot of momentum. Language makes a big difference. I'm huge on language. I'm very careful about not using the word "try" and other things, the word "but." I catch myself at times when I say it. It does happen. I just find that when I use certain language, it frames things and people expect that of me. And I'm always looking to raise the bar how people expect me to show up. They expect me to be powerful, like ongoingly, just like that. So it's how I show up because they expect that. So if I, in language, if I'm like, you know, if I'm saying stuff that puts me in a place where, well, he's struggling, you know, he's just dealing with a lot of stuff now. He's just so busy, overwhelmed. It doesn't serve anything because next time I'll interact with those people, they're going to expect, he's just dealing with stuff, man. He's just, you know, just like the average person.
Yes.
We're all dealing with this. It's like, I was talking to, I did a podcast yesterday with a relation coach, and this is like a pressure cooker. We're all in kind of in being in relationships. It can be for some people, or it could be like an opportunity to, you know, to grow, to expand, right?
Well said. Well said. That's a great point. You know, and I love the distinction about language because that is something that really changed my life. And I realized it's not just the words I say to someone else, but it's the thoughts that I have. And I think one of the most greatest powers we have is to change our thoughts in terms of allowing to go on autopilot and our chattering mind is going off on all day. Hey, just be proactive. You know what? I'm going to create new identities. I am productive. I am successful. I'm making progress. I'm working hard towards my goals and my achievements, whatever your positive self-talk is. And although for a lot of people, they may find it cheesy. Affirmations don't work. I tried it for a week. Nothing happened. I didn't become a millionaire. It does work. There's a great power in your identity, having strong incantations. And I would love for you to touch upon just, you know, the power of mindset when it comes to productivity, right? Because every single person, I'm sure you go into the street and you say, "Would you like to be more productive?" It's a hell yes, right? Even the most productive humans on the planet, people get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, work out, run billion-dollar businesses, have a family, do as much as they can, they would love more productivity. So how can we bring more of that into our life?
Yeah, bro. I would say that it's just engaging the mind early on in the day when you start winning the day. Things start happening. So it's that, it's tracking success too as well. I find that success builds in success. So as we go through life and have, you know, achievements and so forth, being present to those things, recognizing challenges, recognizing opportunism challenges. So like mindset's everything, right? And
you
and I have invested tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars toward developing like a quality mindset. Thoughts are things. I really do believe that too as well. The thoughts I put out there in the world, they can become reality, right? And eventually they can. When I first got into personal development, I got in through hypnosis. And it was 9/11. 9/11 happened. I went into this depression. I downloaded some Tony Robbins stuff on the internet, swish patterns, things of that sort. And I was trying to hypnotize myself to be like a better person, to kind of put away my past and all these experiences.
Wow.
Then I learned that on this journey, it's not just about hypnotizing ourselves, but it's also about, you know, clearing away all the junk too, right? Instead of putting stuff under the rug. It's about clearing away stuff and dealing with stuff, having integrity. And on that topic of hypnosis, I think we're all being hypnotized in society.
Watch
television. You can either be hypnotized toward moving toward crap, right? All these shitty things happening in the world, or you can hypnotize yourself by shifting your peer group internally, your affirmations, incantations, your environment. My environment for me, it pulls me into action each day because the things I see around myself connect with my why, right? So it's how mindset's everything. So we've got to hypnotize ourselves. If we don't hypnotize ourselves, and I use the word hypnotize because all I mean is just hacking everything around us, our environment. And if we don't do that, then what's going to happen is, you're going to get hacked, right? I used to be a hacker back in the days when I was in the corporate world doing internet security back at AIG 2001. And we stopped hackers and of sorts coming into the company. And, you better be hacking yourself. Otherwise, you're going to get hacked yourself. You know, it's like someone's going to hack into you. And that could be the media. It could be the stuff going on outside. That's just what I'm present to.
I love that. There's a great power in being proactive. And whether it's, monitoring your social media, filtering your news. I mean, just really understanding. I think it was, forgot the gentleman, a wise old man. He had a great quote, but it was along the lines of, your mind is a very sacred place. And stand guard in what you allow within. And it could be the simplicity of having a conversation with a very negative person and they're gossiping. They're gossiping about your friends or your family. And although they're not gossiping about you in front of you, when you walk away, they're going to talk about you. But even staying in that conversation, because even though you could be like, wow, this person's so negative, they're so toxic, they're gossiping, no matter what, you're still absorbing that same energy and those same beliefs. And it's a scary thing for a lot of people because it's very easy to get swayed towards a very negative belief structure than a very positive one. And one thing, I wanted to discuss, like, something more positive is your program Success Circles, because I had the great joy of going through it and seeing it firsthand. And it's helped me in a lot of ways. And before I get into just some of the dynamic and really powerful frameworks around it, I would love for you to discuss even the hero story, the origin of Success Circles.
Yeah, totally. And there's some parts of it I haven't told people before. Accountability. So I'm a big fan of it for a while. Back in 2004-05, I had a couple of people I connect with on a daily basis. We'd have a daily call, just check in, see what was up. Like really exceptional people. And it didn't occur to me to build something around this. In 2005, I went to an event called Day with Destiny, which I know you've done. Tony Robbins.
Yay! Shout out to Day with Destiny. That was powerful.
It's an extraordinary event. Like $5,000-$6,000. Clarify your purpose in life. You connect with your core values. So it just so happened that after that event, I've never told people before. I've never shared this before. I went to another event in California called Wealth and Wisdom by Peak Potentials, and at that event, the speaker on stage, Harv Eker, the founder of his company at the time called Peak Potentials, he sold it in recent years. He presented a challenge to the audience, and I just walked to the event. I kind of came to the event like maybe two thirds into the first day. So it's evening time. I took a taxi to get there. So he challenged us to connect with one person in the room. And he's like, that person's your accounting partner.
Oh, wow.
And go out in town and start tackling your greatest fear. And for me, one thing I was running my life for years growing up, particularly growing up in Queens, New York, and being Asian American, Indian, and so forth, is this, dealing with trying to be someone else, right? And trying to like always looking good. That was running my mind for many, many years. And I did a program called The Forum back in 2003 that gave me that insight. And I know you've done that as well.
Yep.
So there was this gal next to me. She was maybe about 4'10" in her 20s. And Harv was like, choose a person next to you. I'm like, okay, that's you. You're it. And he presented us a challenge. And, so I'm like, okay, I'm away from home. I'm in California. I'm not in New York. So I'm going to do the thing that scares me the hell, that scares the hell out of me. So I went outside, muddied myself up, went upstairs to my room in the hotel upstairs, and I ripped my pants. I I had mud on my face, I had one shoe on, and basically I met her downstairs in the lobby and pleased to meet you. And I basically became a homeless person for that night.
Wow.
So we went out and about to different venues. I remember being at TGI Fridays with her, begging, right, for money, and singing top of my lungs, Amazing Grace, right, wow, in his voice, you know. And eventually getting kicked out. Went to a mall, and we got kicked out of the mall too. The reason I got kicked out of the mall was because about 10 minutes before that, two of the women at that event, they streaked through the mall naked.
Whoa.
Right? And that was their challenge. That was their greatest fear, to do that. So the mall cops were like, well, something's up here. You know, you're a little weird, you know, doing this, being here, because the crazy people were just here. So what happened at that event, that was the last time they had to exercise that event. Following years at that event, they stopped doing that because of all the, the mayor and police came by. They were like, you know, you got some crazy students here.
Wow.
So I've never shared that before on a podcast, but it inspired me because I came back in New York and I was unstoppable, particularly because I had made that choice of being like this homeless guy tackling a fear of mine. And it was through accountability. Like I had this young, you know, a girl like just being there, holding me accountable. And for her being around me was like the scariest thing that she'd ever experienced, like playing that big. And I had nothing to lose. I was in California. There were no cameras around per se, like the way things are now. This is 15, 16 years ago. So I came back to New York and we had a power team event that December, about 2 weeks later, super inspired, super high in life, present to my purpose. And a bunch of us got together at a cafe and they're like, well, we got to do something to keep this momentum going. We know our purpose. We've spent a lot of money in this event. We know our values. Joseph, you're the engineer here. You've got this background with process mastery. What can you put together? And so I put together what became Success Circles. I paired people together up one-on-one out of the 8-10 of us as buddies. I put together some questions that I focused on years before post 9/11. This got me out of my depression. Sort of focusing on wins, raising standards, where I was contributing, put together these basic set of questions. And I would ask each of these people to, well, you can have a huddle each day. Every sport has a huddle. Think about soccer, baseball, any sport out there at the start of the game is a huddle. So we're going to create a huddle for each of you. And this is about shifting focus. This is about sharing your why each day. It's about owning that purpose you declared at this event you paid $6,000-$7,000 for. It's about declaring your core values, the values you set at this event. And what would happen is every month before one of these power team meetings, and I wasn't a leader of his community, so I was just a student. Like we had 100 people attending these events each month. And so it happened that about 9-10 of us went to that event, Day with Destiny. It just blew me away. Every month we'd come and connect, you know, and we talk about how they'd be with their buddies, and everyone was on point, making progress, hitting their milestones, going above and beyond, like experiencing deep levels of momentum in their lives, like being fulfilled, which was the intention of the event. Then I connect with people over the years who didn't have that. And one of my roommates at that event found out years later, he took his life. He was a radio station guy, roommate in California, attending Wealth Mastery, Date with Destiny. He took his life. Just 2006, I was on did a search online. His name was Ed Bugs, and he just had a whole pile of cocaine in front of him on his couch, and he told me he was dealing with that at the time when we were roommates at that event. And what I'm present at is when we're not connected, when we're isolated, when we're in monologue, like overthinking ourselves in our head, there's danger in that. And when we get in dialogue, especially when we're able to connect with someone who's a step or two ahead of us, magic happens. So the huddle for me changed my life. I've had 120 plus buddies, momentum buddies over the years. And we've served hundreds of people, lots of coaches in our community. It's a very simple idea, having a huddle each day. You can think about it as accountability. Accountability is what people talk about when they think about me, like Joseph's this leader in accountability. And I think about it being beyond accountability. It's about momentum. It's about making progress. Progress is happiness. And we just found this unique formula that works. And, you know, you got to taste it as well also. You had a recent experience as well.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing that. It's a lot of powerful stuff. One thing I said out that you were talking about was the a monologue dialogue distinction. And I realized that when I joined Success Circles, you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. You know, of course, you're going into a new process and you're like, wow, I really hope that I maximize this entire thing. And I hope that whoever I'm working with is going to help me as well. So you have this kind of uneasiness, you know, but I realized how powerful it was to go through the entire process, you know, having a partner that you connect with, whether it's every single day or three times a week, having that accountability is super powerful because I feel myself and, you know, probably many people in this world, we don't need any new information. We need more implementation. So I actually stopped studying video courses. I took a break from audiobooks and just constantly consuming because I'm focused more on creation. And when I joined Success Circles, I noticed a significant increase in my output because it's having that really powerful accountability. And also you have a set of frameworks that we follow. So we don't just hop on a call and say, hey, how was your day? What do you have to do? There's a specific process that is very powerful, and that process helps drive everything forward. And on top of that, you have the huddles. So you have other people that are also driven, like-minded, into a group, and we all root for each other. We share wins, we share gratitude, but also it's constantly verbalizing and confirming your big desires. I find there's a huge power in that, right? Because I myself, you know, I accomplished a lot of goals in my life, and I found that when I publicly announce something, I commit to it and have the power of accountability, aka not letting someone down, it drives me forward so much faster. And in Success Circles, it's like all of these powerful systems and frameworks are built in. So it's really interesting because, you know, I really went in there to focus on growing my business, but I realized going through the process, my health improved, my relationship improved, just overall well-being. Just so many elements of my life that I did not plan on maximizing. They all flourished. And I think that's the cool thing about being around like-minded people, right? It's the sum is greater than the whole. 1 + 1 = 11, right? It's this powerful synergy when you're with someone like-minded, someone else that's driven. And I'm sure a lot of times, like even my partners, people that I'm paired with, they don't focus on other areas of their life improving, but in a way it does. And I would love for you to share on that concept because, again, you know, when you're around someone like-minded, and you're around, and whether it's a group call or a one-on-one conversation, why do you feel someone, grows and progresses far faster than doing it alone?
Yeah, so I think it's no longer feeling isolated, feeling connected. We do a lot of work pairing people together. We look at people income-wise, what you're making, the growth work you've done. So that makes a huge difference. And yes. I just find that when you're able to start your day this way and like combat resistance, it makes a huge difference. The resistance builds up as the day progresses. For most people, like their dream states start waking up, they're in, you know, Freud talks about that idea. And when you're able to do that and you find that someone else has your back, right? That's a big thing too. Someone's got your back. They're present to you. They're seeing you for your greatness. You just shared your why with that person too. You ended the call with your why. You know, it creates like this, this connection, this thread of sorts. And you don't want to let the person down the next day, of course, when you share or throughout the day, if you're sharing your wins throughout the day. I think the human connection is really important, really vital, especially at this day and age. So it's like a peer coaching conversation. I was fortunate when I went to Master University with Tony Robbins, doing all the programs, Day with Destiny and such. They assigned me the top coach in the organization. His name is Michael Nitti. I worked with Michael for about 6-9 months. And it was a great experience. The calls were less frequent. Calls were every 2 weeks, we'd have a call. And what I'd find is that I didn't have anything, there really wasn't enough to bridge the gap between the calls and until I put together Success Circles, and Michael encouraged me and he gave me some tools and things to bring into the mix there too. So I'm grateful for him. We've got to find some way to stay engaged each day. So being on a buddy call is one way of staying engaged toward our dreams each and every day. There's a book called The Power of Full Engagement by Tony Schwartz, Jim Lohr.
Love that book. Yes. I read it years ago, but it pops up like, wow, that was a powerful book.
Yeah. I gave it to my wife recently too as well, because she's dealing with stuff. And they talk about this distinction, like instead of managing time, manage energy. Right. And that's changed my life when I read that, that got that book. And they also talk about the idea that we're all corporate athletes. And, you know, I like to think that we're all peak performance athletes. So we're, none of us, you and I don't work in a corporation of sorts, but we are athletes and
we're on
the playing field of life. And when you know that someone has got your back and they're passing the ball to you and asking you questions each day, and you know that, that they're also actively working in their business and they have similar challenges too, and they're being vulnerable, something happens. And it takes like 20, 30 minutes a day to do that. And ideally at the start of the day, that's where the magic happens. That's where there's an opportunity to combat and like destroy resistance, you know, as it comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. And you're thinking about like my experience with success circles, because my ideal frequency is like having calls on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And for me, it's like, I hate letting people down. You know, if I tell someone I'm going to do something, I'll stay up all night and get it done. I'm very big on integrity and having a strong word. And I found that, you know, sometimes Mondays I would like not really know, okay, what's going to be the biggest thing I need to focus on this week. But having that call first thing in the morning, it kind of changed the way my brain works, because I'm like, you know, on the call, just through dialogue and answering great questions and conversation, the puzzle pieces started coming together. And then I would say, all right, well, by Wednesday, this needs to get done. Great. You're going to hold me accountable to that. I appreciate it. And I found that I really wanted to make my buddy happy and not let them down. And that really helped me tremendously, because, you know, I've tried a lot of different productivity systems. You know, one of my favorites are time blocking, but even with time blocking, sometimes stuff gets in the way. You know, I found that like having another human being to stay accountable with is probably the greatest way to get stuff done. And, you know, for many years, I was a personal trainer. And right now you go on Google and YouTube, you know, there's tons of information out there. You could literally take the information, get under 10% body fat if you wanted to. But why is the obesity epidemic, you know, 80% of people around the world are overweight? Because you need another human being. You need another person. We're social creatures. We can't do it alone. And now that we have like a business type personal trainer, any specific goal that we have, it's really powerful, because, you know, there's a special feeling when you know someone cares about you, your goals, your vision, your why, and they're talking you through. And, you know, sometimes when I make a mistake, I tell my buddy, like, hey, I screwed up. I had a really bad day yesterday. And it's the ability to vent and talk about it as opposed to holding it in. That's another gift within itself too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. Every level of that. And I find that even speaking things out loud, getting a dialogue, it sparks ideas. I've got this podcast called Hack Your Focus. And like the thing I do, I've got a number of things about hacking the way I think. And we talk about incantations. And I know you're into like, you know, like coffee and mushrooms and things of that sort, like biohacking tools, Dave Asprey stuff. The top thing I do any given day is getting in dialogue, particularly with someone who's ahead of me in a certain area of life. And maybe I'm ahead of that person in another area of life. It just sparks ideas in my head. It solidifies what I need to plan, clarifying the 20%, the top 20% of things that are essential to get done. And like left to my own devices, just writing my journal, it's hard to like figure that stuff out. I think some people might be more kinesthetically inclined where they can do that. But I just find that we track people who are like multifaceted entrepreneurs, and like dialogue is everything. You know, just speaking to someone, having a coaching conversation every day, if you can do that, it makes all the difference, especially if it's structured and we have questions each day that invite you to be on your edge.
Yeah.
Be bold each day. Like, what's a bold action you can take today? Or how can you, what's your one thing, or what's your zone action? Zone action could be something that'll lead you to exponential growth, that one thing for the day. Mm. And when you speak it out loud, or as you start speaking, thinking this way, you start, your brain starts shifting. And it's part of the reason too. After 9/11, I went into this depression. What got me out of that depression is starting the journal each day, focusing on progress. And then what was a game changer beyond that is when we figured this out, getting a dialogue, having accountability, speaking out these things beyond just like having a journal of all these entries, actually getting in conversation. That changed my life completely. And, you know, as well as many others in our community too, as well.
I love that. I love that. And you know, like the program Success Circles, obviously it's not just anyone could come in and join you. I'm sure you have a very, very strict application process because, you know, you are making very delicate connections to people that are very driven, and you could have, you know, one toxic person or bad apple in the mix that could screw up the whole batch. So I would love to hear, like, who is your ideal person into this program?
Yeah, great question. So our members tend to be entrepreneurs, very growth-minded, people who've done a lot of growth work. They've potentially attended high-level Tony Robbins events. Maybe they've gone through your program too, Online Super Coach, perhaps your training. They basically get the idea, the concept of taking responsibility. Like, my words matter. Like the thing we've been talking about, like thoughts, you know, our words mean a lot, like having integrity. So those are our ideal customers, and typically people who are doing $50,000 to $100,000 or more. So they're not in scarcity mode. That's one thing too. So their minds are like focused on like creating more wealth for themselves, creating more abundance versus like trying to chase things and like make things work constantly. I mean, it works for everyone. Our formula works. It's unique. Works for everyone. Just our ideal customer is just that. We just want to have more abundant-minded people in our community, because you know, like a mastermind, like attracts like, and I never want to be the weakest link in any mastermind I'm in. Right. So we're always looking to like level up in terms of the people we bring on board for that reason.
Yes. Yes. The same here. You know, I'm a member of a lot of masterminds, and I always want to be the dumbest person in the room. So, if I'm the smartest person in a room and I'm paying for that type of meeting, I wasted a lot of money, because I want to grow. You know, I don't want to be there just teaching everyone or trying to, you know, and there's an importance in that. There's a reason why there's different levels in life, especially in business, you know?
Yeah.
If a newbie who's making $2,000 a month is talking to a seven-figure entrepreneur, there's going to be a lot of miscommunication. There's going to be a lot of mismatches and confusion and overwhelm, you know? So it's so important, the pairing process, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. It could be, we don't want to make it a mentoring process. So it's basically it's about a co-partnership. That's exactly what it is. So we spend like 6 to 8 hours every 2 weeks doing the pairing process. We're usually on point 98% of the time, looking at your challenges, what you're dealing with. If there's a crisis in your life, who else has resolved that crisis? It could be any area of your life. So let's say you're struggling with your relationship, for example, or you're struggling with emotions, or you're struggling with some other facet of life, family, let's say. We'll find you someone who is great in the area. That person might even be a relationship coach. We've got a bunch of relationship coaches in our community too. I mean, just like osmosis, you start sharing and speaking and like helping each other on these calls. It's like you start at the end of the week. And I see this because we have spreadsheets like with lots of data, right? And we track this stuff. So I see like the breakthroughs people have just simply by getting in conversation. Like, you know, like a conversation I believe can save lives, like especially if it's the right conversation.
Yes, totally agree. And I think that the greatest element of the program is just the affordability of it. You know, to be quite honest, like the amount of value you get, the amount of just time with another person, the different groups and the huddles is very affordable. And I feel that pretty much anyone will get a massive return on investment just being in it for a few weeks, because for what people are investing in terms of what they're getting out, I think it's like one of the greatest deals on the planet. So yeah. I appreciate you for pricing it in a way that, you know, obviously most people could fit into their budget.
No doubt. Yeah. It's $97 a month now. I mean, you encouraged me to raise the price. So
yes.
Thank you for that.
It's worth a lot more than that, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I believe it is. I believe that to be the case too, as well. And yeah. So it's $97 a month. I will say that if you're watching this channel, we have got a coupon code that's accessible for the next few weeks. It's called Super Coach. So tap into that and it'll give you $9 off. And that's the cost that it was when AJ joined the community. So I've taken his feedback, his advice. We've raised the prices. And just from this channel, if you're watching using that code, you'll save $9 off our cost. So it'll be $88 awesome. Per month.
So I just want to confirm, I appreciate the generosity and the coupon code. They go to successcircles.com.
Yep. Go to successcircles.com, look for Buddy. We have two programs. One's a Buddy program. The other one's a team program. The team program, we basically play the 90-day year.
Okay.
We also, it's a community of people. We're also encouraging each other to have high leverage conversations, focusing on joint ventures, ecosystem mergers. That's a team program. Every 90 days, every quarter, we play that. And that's a limited group of people. It's 10 people we have in that program. It's currently full. The Buddy program is the main program. That's our kind of foundational program that we started 15 years ago. And go to successcircles.com. Most links on that site will lead you to the Buddy page. Otherwise, just scroll on top and find the Buddy page. It's super simple.
Great. Yeah. And for anyone who's driving, I got your back. I'm going to put everything on the show notes. If you go to Online Super Coach blog, we'll have the podcast, the show notes, and all the links that Joseph is discussing. But pretty self-explanatory, successcircles.com, code supercoach.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. I don't know any other system out there that really engages the Kaizen factor. It makes it kind of fun. Kaizen is basically making 1% progress each day, noticing over time that can compound 37% over a year, compound growth. It takes dialogue to do that. And I know nothing else. I've tried everything else. I've invested $250,000 over the years in programs, courses, working with even AJ himself too, you know, a grandmaster of online marketing. And we all need a framework to invite us to like stay focused each day on the key things that'll move us forward in life, as well as appreciating those magic moments as well that give us a sense of wonder and clarity that we're having fun too at the same time. It just doesn't work. If there's no fun in the mix, I'm always having fun.
Whatever
I do. And so do you. You're always having fun, right? Without having fun, especially being entrepreneurs and hustling all the time or doing a lot of hustle, it's just not sustainable. So we just built a model that encourages our members to have fun too on this journey that we're on.
I love that. Yes. And I want to end off in a powerful note. Intuitively, I want to ask you this question, something I'm curious about, and I feel the listeners are going to get a lot of value from this as well. Yeah. And, you know, obviously we are very big on productivity, biohacking, just making the most out of 24 hours. And in all our years, you know, maybe 20, 40 years combined per se, I would love for you to share your top 3 productivity hacks. Okay. And while you think about your top 3, I'll share my top 3 so you get an idea of the direction. Okay. So I would say my number 1 is journaling. You know, I started journaling in 2006 after a near-death experience. I've not missed a day. I feel for me personally, having a personal handwritten journal that I write every element of my life, my fears, my insecurities, dreams, my desires, my goals, document everything inside there, that had the biggest impact on my productivity and just overall well-being. Number 2 is taking at least 30 minutes of me time every single day. So in that me time, I'll do 3 things, whether it's taking a nap, if I'm really tired. If I can't take a nap, I will do a meditation or a visualization. But having that solo isolation for me makes a huge difference. 3rd and most powerful is really along the lines of this podcast, is having some type of peer accountability in my life, having a dialogue with someone else to stay accountable. So, of course, I write goals inside my journal, but after I just do a brain dump, I will have people, other human beings that I could speak to, and I commit to those goals publicly. Because, again, I realized that, like, my fear is lacking integrity. I'm very big on integrity, and the worst thing I could do is let someone down. I feel really bad when I do that. So if it's my girlfriend or my Success Circles partner, someone who knows me, likes me, and trusts me, I commit to them. And I found just by speaking it out loud, speaking into existence, it really holds me in accountability.
Awesome, man. I love those. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with those. For myself, journaling is definitely number 1. That's a key thing. Getting a dialogue, being able to translate that journal into a conversation, getting a dialogue, that's number 2. Kind of engaging my prefrontal cortex, getting myself excited, creating agreement in the world around the things that I'm up to, my why or my purpose this week and so forth. That's number two easily. Number three, I'd probably see saying, I'd say, at least as I've gotten older, I've gotten to appreciate this more, is getting quality sleep.
Yes.
And if I can get enough deep sleep, I aim to get about 2 hours of deep sleep every night.
Oh, man.
Most,
we'll hold another podcast exactly. on sleep, because I agree. And if you get 2 hours of deep sleep consistently, you're superhuman. So that's amazing if you could do that.
Yeah. So I'm always finding ways to hack that, including like vision before I go to sleep, heavy blankets, working on a colder, a whole bunch of hacks to go with that. But I find sleep factor, if I've got that handle, the day just flows a lot easier, more easily. So those are my three, I'd say.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. And again, you know, it's hard. It's like, what are your three favorite books? You know, it's like you do so many great things, you know, and you're similar to me. We test out different things, and throughout the years you have a whole routine set up, but to nail it down to your top three is very powerful. And I'm sure people would love to know more about what you do and other hacks, because you're also a king of biohacking and also technology. You're really good with technology and automation.
Thank you.
But it's super simple. You know, connect with Joseph. I highly recommend having a conversation with him. Go on his website, successcircles.com, and then you'll see his programs, his contact information. It's like Joseph's one-stop stop.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to connect with me, my calendar is jv.zone. If you have any questions about this, and I'm very, you can schedule a 50-minute conversation with me, and I'll make myself open to you. And we're always, like I said, attracting growth-minded people like AJ and others who are just looking to like level up a little bit more. They're already successful and just want to level up a little more, and our process allows for that.
Yes. Cheers to that. Cheers to success and, you know, being on the same ride. It's like like-minded people make the world go round, you know?
No doubt, man. Yeah, I love that. Being around like success circles. Yeah, awesome.
Yes, there you go. Great. Quick wit. Love it.
And so, I appreciate you too. I've known you for 10 years. The journey you've been on is extraordinary. And you're always finding ways to internalize and teach others and take something to put yourself out there ongoingly on the podcast, doing live streams, and finding ways to leverage that too. You've taught me quite a bit on this journey the past year, I'd say. So really appreciative of it. It's allowed me to take Success Circles a whole other level. We're actually talking to like corporations now. We're bringing Success Circles into like other communities that growth-minded entrepreneurs are in. And that vision, the way it was, wasn't there a year ago. So I appreciate your coaching on this journey as well.
I appreciate you, you know, and I acknowledge you as a person who I highly respect, especially balancing a beautiful family, business, always having an impact. You're always giving so much with charity. And, you know, I could go on and on about how much you do for the community, which is truly amazing. And, you know, like I said, you created such a great program, and I would love more and more people to know about it, to go through. That's why, you know, we're talking about it on the show as the main focal point. And it's going to be amazing, because, you know, when you work with like high level people, you not just influence one person, they influence thousands of people. So it's amazing that your whole entire focus is like helping the heroes, in a sense, you know? And that way you have a massive echo into humanity.
Thanks, brother.
Yes.
Our tagline is dare to play a bigger game. Uh-huh. What that means is make today better than yesterday. And if you could do that, if you can ask yourself each day, how can I make today just a little better than yesterday? What was a teachable moment or a lesson from yesterday? And if you could teach that to someone at the same time, it makes a huge difference. Your buddy or live stream, but every day capture a lesson, make today a little better. Over time, that adds up quite a bit. You can reach your dreams on a very, very fast, accelerated path by having that mindset. So just dare to play a bigger game. That's simple.
Love Thanks, it. AJ. Dare to play a bigger game. Appreciate you, JV. And yes, listeners, thanks for being in on this conversation. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.